Health maintenance organizations have become favorite targets on television shows and in movies. HMOs are trying to improve their villainous reputation by meeting with the writers who play on their bad name. The HMOs have enlisted powerful Hollywood talent agency William Morris to help broker the meetings. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
For Hollywood, it's been open season on HMOs ever since Helen Hunt famously lit into them with a string of epithets in the 1997 movie As Good As It Gets. Audiences cheered. But that was just one scene. This year, there was an entire movie about a man's battle against a heartless HMO. In John Q, a father played by Denzel Washington holds a hospital hostage after his insurance company refuses to pay for his son's heart transplant.
Transplant surgery is very expensive.
We got insurance.
There are no provisions in your policy for a procedure of this magnitude.
My son is dying. I'm broke. If I don't qualify, who the hell does?
I've done everything I can do. I'm sorry. Please.
James Kearns wrote the script for the movie John Q nearly 10 years ago. He originally wrote it about how the rich receive better health care. Kearns added the anti-HMO flavor later to make the movie more up to date.
I just think that the HMOs, the way they're set up, are a travesty. I mean, the movie broke the box office record for President's Weekend, which spoke to the fact that it hit some nerve.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study released today, even people who didn't see the movie could relate to it. Of those who had only seen the preview, 70% said they believe the movie is true to life. Vicki Rideout oversaw the study. She says the perceptions are out of whack with reality, that the scenario in the movie rarely happens in real life.
Look, Hollywood is based on either drama or humor. So it's going to go for the exceptions rather than the rule every time. I think that, you know, portrayals like that resonate with people because they're born out of people's experiences and the little everyday frustrations. And then depictions like that they see in the media may reinforce those frustrations.
John Q didn't draw big box office numbers, but that didn't stop the American Association of Health Plans from running a national print ad presenting its side. The ad blamed overzealous lawyers and too many government regulations for the fact that millions of Americans, like John Q, are uninsured. Now the association, which represents more than 1,000 HMOs, has hired talent agency William Morris to further sell its story. Karen Ignani is the group's president.
We're not going to Hollywood with a chip on our shoulder. Our members have a very significant body of accomplishments and value that they've brought to the delivery system, treating women with cancer, treating diabetes, asthma, and a whole range of other chronic conditions. And we want to be able to tell that story. Are we going to change things overnight? No, that's not our expectation here.
Ignani says the HMOs would just like a chance to meet with writers, producers, and directors to try to persuade them that managed care is not the terminator. But it may be a tough sell. Nearly three times as many Americans watch ER than watch the NBC nightly news. And next season, there will be even more medical shows sure to cast HMOs as the bad guy, not least of which is a new show called Meds. Its premise? Each week, a pair of renegade doctors fights a cost-cutting HMO to give their patients quality care. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.